Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.
We go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We are joined by our Indians and Cavs beat reporter. He is James Rapine. James, what do you think about the name Gunner for a kid?
Oh, it's interesting. You better be good at sports. I feel like you got to be good at sports if you're going to be named Gunner. Or I guess a good shot. So a marksman of some sort. I guess that's considered a sport. Is that one of Philip Rivers' kids?
Yeah, he's got. Yeah, exactly that. Well, because he did the press conference from the toilet yesterday. And it was just an odd place to do a press conference. But the first thought was, I get why he's doing it in the toilet, because he wants to be away from the kids. He's got too many kids around the house. They're all making too much noise.
Yeah, that's fair. I would assume that, and maybe it's just because, you know, San Diego, I assume he's at a San Diego estate. The houses aren't huge there, even though I would assume his is pretty big. You don't have an attic to do that in, or like a small office. He's got to have a place where he watches film, right? You're not telling me he's on the toilet with an iPad mid-year. Maybe that's why he played bad last year, because he had to watch film from the bathroom.
Or he's just bad at football. That could be the other case. That's what I think. Oh, these people are like, oh, he's a Hall of Famer. He's got two playoff wins since 2009. Like, slow your roll. He's a bridge quarterback for the Colts, because they had to figure out a way to go ahead and write what is one of the weirdest situations in NFL history, when their 30-year-old franchise quarterback decides he doesn't want to play football anymore. And I get why. You're like, you got to do what you got to do to bridge that gap until you can actually go and try to win games. And Philip Rivers is that gap.
Yeah, he is. He is. It's man, but I don't want you to slander Philip Rivers now.
Like, it's too late.
I still think he might be better if he had gone to the Giants. He might be better than Eli. Like, I don't think that's crazy to say.
But think about where your bar is. Your bar is Eli over the past 4 years, who was a statue.
Hall of Famer.
And also had a 500 record throughout his career. And by the way, we have debates on Eli anyway, but Eli at least won two Super Bowls. My big thing on Philip Rivers is that he hasn't won two playoff games since 2009. It's been a decade, man.
The Chargers are a bad organization though, JP. That's part of it.
But he had more weapons this last year with Los Angeles than what the Indianapolis can give you.
I agree. Now he's declined. His arm strength isn't there. That's the difference. You know, old Philip Rivers had a pretty big arm, and I'm not sure Indianapolis is going to get anything close to that. Maybe he'll go on the TB12 diet and be smart like all these quarterbacks should do and be on that diet.
Tom Brady is going to make a fortune. He's going to make a fortune out of the TB12. I told you Friday, I said, I don't even believe that it's Tom Brady writing his legacy with Super Bowls. I think Tom Brady is trying to turn TB12 into a $1 billion franchise. And how do you do that? Play until you're 45, when nobody else has ever played at a high level past 43, and do it in a way that we just haven't seen before. And all of a sudden, you, me, Joe Schmo, that has his back hurting down the street, will be like, whoa, Alex Guerrero and TB12, sign me up.
Yeah, they will, and I will, and you will, and you're right, we all will if that happens. And I think that's part of, you know, you go to an organization like Tampa, if he has success, we're going to be like, man. And I know they've won a Super Bowl, but it's not like they've been good at getting the quarterback right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I think if he can do that and win without Belichick, not necessarily win a Super Bowl, but just win without Belichick, you're right. It's going to be one of those things where we look and we're like, man, maybe I should do this pliability workout that Tom Brady's recommending on TB12.com.
On the personal front, how are your home workouts going? Because I know you care about your fitness. And me, I am stuck in a zone where I didn't realize how out of shape I actually was. For someone that works out 6 days a week like myself, not being able to do half of the cardio workouts and the YouTube video workouts, and just falling in the worst way possible, consistently day in, day out has been really defeating to my ego.
Yeah, it certainly isn't the same. I feel like it almost feels like I've been on vacation.
It kind of does, and I've been going to work every day still, but yes, it kind of does.
But from a fitness standpoint where I'm like, oh, I'll get back in the gym and get my normal routine, well, no the hell you won't, because not right now you can't. So it's tough. It is tough to manage, and I will say, though, from the sound of it, it sounded like Elise has you in training, so this might be good for you. Me, there's no way I'm getting the same work. I need to start running outside. I haven't done that yet. I need to start running outside because I can't get the same burn, the same weight, all that stuff that I normally do.
It's tough, man. It is. It's tough. And first world problems are complaining about our workouts throughout all of a global pandemic. But it's the one part of my life that is
JP. Yeah, like that's and it's a big part of mental health too.
Thank you.
At least for me.
Thank you. Me too. Exactly. I was explaining this to Elise yesterday because I was feeling a little down on the day, and I said it wasn't anything to do with the coronavirus. It was just in general my mental health. Everyone out there, you have to pay attention to the mental health, and if getting your workout in is part of that, we have to find new ways to make sure that we get that done. All right, let's get to another football question I have for you, because I've been floating this one around throughout the day. Are the Rams a cautionary tale for the Browns? And what I mean by that is that they gave Aaron Donald the highest paid contract for a defensive player in NFL history. They gave Todd Gurley the richest running back contract in league history, and then they somehow just gave Jared Goff a 4-year, $134 million extension, which will be more money than he's ever going to be handed out by another NFL team. Like, did they do this the wrong way, or because they went to a Super Bowl, all the moves are justified?
Yeah, I think it was worth it. It was justified. Had they had just a little bit more production on offense, had Aaron Donald been just a little bit better in that New England Super Bowl, then maybe we're talking about them differently, but you're right. I mean, there are some parallels there. Here's the real key. Jared Goff is probably a top 15 quarterback when you're talking about starting quarterbacks, but he's not a top five.
Right.
And so when you're paying a guy to be a top five quarterback and he can't do that, he can't necessarily elevate what's around him, then you get yourself in trouble because you're going to have roster cuts and you're going to have to make decisions based on how much money he's making. And so, one, when you look at the Browns, it's Baker Mayfield. Is Baker Mayfield going to be elite? We'll figure out this year, and this will be a real, especially now with Hooper in town, you're going to shore up that offensive line. You already started to with Dan Coughlin. Like, now's the time. You have a grown-up as head coach, a grown-up calling the plays regardless of who it is, whether it's Stefanski or Van Pelt. So I think you got to see Baker grow and really earn that contract. The other part of this, though, that because you don't worry about Aaron Donald, right? He's worth the money in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Donald was the one that they obviously hit on. Gurley was a complete
same thing with Myles Garrett, right? He'll be a hit. You pay him,
exactly.
It's a no-brainer. But the Gurley part, that's the part. And I think this is there are a lot of people right now in Cleveland saying, there's no way they can pay Nick Chubb. And I get that. But I think running backs are going to have to that market's going to reset. We've seen that with safeties over the past couple of years. A couple of years ago, the safety market was just completely barren. And then last year it exploded, and Tyrann Mathieu got a big deal, and we saw some of these safeties get big deals, so much so that Demaryius Randall, who's still out there, I believe, was like, I don't want an extension. I'll play this out, and I get a big deal. Well, the safety market's come back down to earth. And I think running back contracts are going to have to do the same, $8 million per year, not $15 million per year. And when you do that, I think it becomes a little bit more affordable. But, the days of paying your quarterback $30 million, a running back $15 million, and a pass rush, you can't do it. And you're going to have to come back down to earth. And I also think that there are going to be teams that look at these quarterback contracts and eventually say, you know what, rather than paying replaceable quarterback $35 million, and the Cowboys are kind of wrestling with this right now with Dak Prescott, maybe we'll franchise tag him, see if we really want to commit before we go that route.
James Rapine joining us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. James, I've been thinking a lot about Rob Manfred and what he has not done throughout this stretch. And I know Adam Silver, I believe, has done it the right way. I believe Adam Silver putting himself on ESPN with Rachel Nichols to just, even if it's lobbing him questions, softball questions, putting it on a tee for him, I'm okay with that. Just show your face why does it seem like Rob Manfred hates baseball? And why does it seem like Rob Manfred won't be the commissioner that I want him desperately to be?
Your guess is as good as mine, man. I think right now part of it probably still comes from the Astros debacle and him really promising players to be protected and protecting the players who came forth and stepped up and explained what was going on. Well, it sounds good, but the rest of the players are upset about it, and that leads to fans being upset about it. And the criticism he got there, whether it should or not, I think when you get blasted like that publicly, we all like to think we're not sensitive, but when you get blasted like that publicly, you might refrain from going out there in the public, especially now when there's so many unknowns. And honestly, it's probably as easy as ever to misspeak on something like this and get ripped again. He might just be trying to protect himself a bit. And I know that that's probably not fair and he shouldn't do it, but I think we're all human to a degree and that's probably part of it. But to your point, it's his job to answer those questions. That's why he makes the money he makes. That's mm-hmm. why he's the commissioner of Major League Baseball. And so even though it's tough to do, it's something that he should do.
Amidst all this, James, will your relationship with sports be worsened or strengthened?
I would probably say either strengthened or stay the same. Because this is such a unique thing. Like, this isn't a lockout. This isn't something that sports could change. It's something outside that really none of us are. We're in control of what we do ourselves, not going out, all of that stuff and the social distancing, but we're not in control of this. No one could have in America could have changed this to an extent as of right now, especially in the sports world. So it's not going to hurt it. I'll say that. And I think when it comes back, it'll probably help bring the country together and bring the country out of this, however long this pandemic lasts, because sports is something we all agree on, even if we don't agree with our favorite teams. Right, we agree to watch football on Sundays, college football Saturdays, basketball, et cetera. So I certainly think that it's something that can bring us together when it comes back.
All right, James, stay safe, stay quarantined, and I guess maybe if you want to get a run out there, I'll see you. I'll be walking around downtown at some point because it's getting dark for me inside Club 225, as I call my apartment, because I don't know what to do anymore. We are running out of Netflix shows. I don't know what to do with myself. And so we are desperately awaiting for sports to come back in our lives. But if I see you out there, I see you out there. Stay safe there, okay, man?
All right. Sounds good, JP. Appreciate you.
Thanks, James. It's James Rapine of the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.